This is Bob Larson with your Market Line report for Wednesday, October 9th. Well, markets likely to be up and down ahead of Thursday's USDA report. From the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Scott Schellady.
Let's talk about corn for the moment. Been out in the fields speaking to some of the farmers, the producers. And I guess what we really have to worry about right now is the fact that we've got a USDA report on Thursday, I believe it is. That's going to be what we're all looking towards. And when that's the case, things can get a little dicey, get a little choppy, right? I would say that we've seen some weather stories that have made things look maybe a little bit colder sooner than later. That's got some people kind of either getting speculatively long or covering shorts. Maybe we've got some managed money, maybe taking some stuff off going into these reports. So when things get quiet and we've got a report around the corner, it's not too crazy to think that things get volatile and or choppy. We're up on the day here, but I just believe that kind of has been swayed more by that cold negative temperatures that's kind of helped things along that way.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday up 11 at 500 and a half point. December corn was up 8 3/4 at 395. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for November ended the day unchanged, ranging from 590 to 595. Hardwood winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for October were up 8, ranging from 565 and a quarter to 570 and a quarter. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for October were up 5, ranging from 633 and a half to 678 and a half. Live cattle for October was down 7.5 cents at 108.07 and a half. October feeder cattle was up 32.5 cents to 142.22 and a half. And October class 3 milk was up 14 cents at 1862. From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your Market Line Report.